Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. Now, Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Heng Swee Keat delivered Singapore's 2020 budget statement in Parliament yesterday. And according to his Facebook post on Monday, which alluded to new measures, Budget 2020 has indeed included those that were perhaps not on the table a month ago. For many Singaporeans, the budget usually means goodies and giveaways galore, but the annual budget goes beyond this. In it were several things to help businesses, especially in the F&B and tourism space, tide over this difficult period. We're speaking to Ang Yut, Vice President of the Association of Small and Medium Enterprises, or ASME, for his insights. Mr. Ang, thanks for joining us today. So your first impression of Budget 2020's measures to help businesses?
The first impression really is that this budget has a lot of plans for really the longer term view. If you look at initiatives in the deep technology, the transformational packages, they are all targeted to help the SMEs and industry transform and continue to tackle with what we are currently dealing with, right, in this age of digitalization. So we think that that's one part, and that perspective is really putting us in good shape for the next 5 to 10 years.
What about the challenges SMEs are facing right now, especially under these conditions? And overall, if Budget 2020 addressed them adequately, you think?
So right now, we're dealing with the current situation of the really very significant slowdown in many sectors of the business. And we were looking at this, and the feedback generally from the ground is that the measures may be not enough, given the rapid nature of the slowdown and the scope of the slowdown. So if you break it down and if you look at the budget that's dealing with the current situation, right, the stabilization packages, we do see some help with the manpower. You know, I think it's the 8% job support. But for companies that have a lot of staff that may be sitting pretty idle because of slowdown, you know, 8% isn't going to make a big dent for them, because they may start actually also look at reducing manpower, right? Because the business is just so slow. Now, rental rebates, right? We do see some initiatives from like NEA dealing with hawkers and HDB, right? With I think half a month or 1 month of rebate. But what we are looking at is that the property tax rebate that's given to the landlords, whether it will really flow down to SMEs.
May not.
And that's a concern for many SMEs, right? Because really what's happening right now is a real worry about cash flow.
So this is a stopgap measure, if anything.
Yeah.
It won't really provide, say, momentum when conditions improve.
Yeah, so that's really the concern of, you know, many voices on the ground.
Yeah.
I mean, if the situation suddenly turns better, then maybe this is okay. But if the situation persists, many people are really concerned that there'll be drastic impact to their business, and the current package very likely will not address what they will have to be dealing with.
Mm.
So we may have to review this, you know, down the road if the situation persists.
Let's talk about then the SME working capital loan enhancement. I mean, if more risk is taken up by the government, maybe financial institutions will do their part to support SMEs then?
One of the challenges, right, from our experience, while this is good, the financial institutions do have a lens, like with which they view who they can lend loans and who is suitably qualified, right?
Right.
And in this situation, we are going to see a broader range of SMEs being impacted. And filtering that through a lens of, you know, individual financial institutions may not be the most ideal to kind of impact that broad base that we're dealing with.
And the SMEs Go Digital program, it's now been expanded from 10 to 23 ITM sectors, and this is supposed to help accessibility of enterprises to new digital capabilities. Maybe a bit of a downturn, you've got more time to think about how you can transform. Might this not help?
Yeah, actually, from our own experience, Go Digital initiatives have been pretty well curated. And, you know, expanding it to 23 would definitely help SMEs who are really looking to transform their business digitally look at options available for them. Yeah, so if there's a slowdown, you know, definitely the right thing to do, you know, is for you to also use this opportunity to look at transforming yourself.
We're speaking to Mr. Ang Yut, who is Vice President of the Association of Small and Medium Enterprises, or ASME. So the overall message you reckon Budget 2020 is sending to SMEs?
Continue to put your eyes forward into the future and continue to transform. And, you know, there are measures being dealt with to deal with the current situation. And hopefully, you know, those measures can be adjusted. Yeah. Or they can be adjusted if the situation shows to be, you know, not going to be adequate.
Yeah, but Mr. Ang, if the Singapore economy seems in for a bumpy ride, maybe SMEs have no choice but to just grit their teeth, bear it, ride out the storm?
Yeah, I think we definitely have to. And I, you know, being in this community, many of us are bunching together to look at how we can continue to give feedback to the relevant policymakers or landlords regarding rental and so on.
Yeah.
So we will continue to give the feedback and, you know, come together as a nation.
From a layperson's perspective, maybe expansionary plans should be put on hold. Internationalization plans should be put on hold.
Yeah.
It's very myopic, I know.
You know, actually, for many SMEs, unless, you know, coincidentally, they are hit in a positive way, right? Like if you are in a hygiene business, medical health business, you would be looking at spending. But for many others, really, right now, the focus is on how to deal with the next 3 months, 6 months to ride the tide out. You know, so right now, it's just about whether the plans are adequate in place, whether cash flow is enough, whether your business has better, good enough contingency plan for, you know, slow down as the knock-on effects hit you. So even for SMEs that are not directly impacted, it will come because the flow down effect would reach the rest, you know, in time to come. So people are cautious. Budgets are, you know, being pushed back. It is what's happening.
Mr. Ang, any plans for the extra skills future credits that have been given to us in this age range?
Well, the skills future credit, I think, is excellent for the focus in what the nation is moving towards, right? Continually transforming our skills. You know, if we could match that better with the needs of the SMEs, that would be awesome, right? And having a good synergistic relationship between how the individual uses their skills future credit with what the needs of them in their job role or the company or the future industry that they plan to go into.
Perhaps a challenging thing to do, though. Some might feel, you know, who's in the mood to learn anything during these times?
Yes, I mean, with the fact that not only is it just about mood, there's also the situation about whether you feel safe enough to actually physically go out or attend courses, right? So I think you'll see a move towards people who are still concerned to improve themselves to really look at online learning options.
Are there things you'd like to learn, Mr. Ang?
Definitely. I think the focus of the skills future is really to look at some hard skills. And I think personally, I could improve in maybe machine learning or certain areas of deep technology that I could if I have some spare time on my hands.
Mr. Ang Yut, Vice President of the Association of Small and Medium Enterprises. Thanks for joining us today.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.